RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That's our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. House leaders meet President Joko Widodo to discuss tax amnesty. Minister Rini Sumarno asks Antan to buy Newman shares. Now the news in detail. A number of House of Representatives leaders visited the State Palace to meet with President Joko Widodo on Friday. Among the leaders, they were the Speaker of the House, the Representative DPR, Ade Kamarudin, Deputy Speakers Fadilison and Taufik Kurniawan, and Ahmadi Nur Supik. Chairman Commissioned 9 Operation Finance, Golkar Faction Chairman Setia Novanto, United Development Party Faction Member Saifullah Tamlia, and Legislative Board Chairman Supratman Andi. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, State Secretary Pratikno, Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution, Finance Deputy Minister Mardi Asmo, and Justice and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli. Presidential spokesperson Johan Budi said that the meeting was held to settle arguments over the tax amnesty draft bill. State-owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno has asked State Minor PT Aneka Tambang or Antam to buy some of the divested shares of Newman Nusa Tenggara. She recommends Antam to be partner with a private company for the purchase. Newman has been offering 7% of its shares as a divestment program since 2010. Before the plan materializes, there is a discourse for acquisition by Medco Group. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Rizal Ramli said that the company owned by Arifin Panirogo plans to acquire 76% of Newman's shares, worth $2.2 billion. It is said that Medco also plans to buy Bakri Group stake that Newman owns. Arifin even claimed that his plan had been approved by President Joko Widodo. Indonesian migrant workers' salary in Taiwan is the highest compared to migrant workers from other countries. This was affirmed by Head of Labor Division at the Indonesian Office for Trade and Economy, Devril Sokia in Taipei. He said that Indonesian migrant workers in Taiwan receive at least 70,000 Taiwan dollars equals to 7 million rupiah every month. Devril also said that the minimum salary was raised following a meeting between representative office from Asian countries and Taiwanese authorities. He requested Manpower Distribution Agency in Indonesia to prepare more potential migrant workers with specific skills to be stationed in foreign countries. The Manpower Social Security Agency, or BPJS Ketenagakerjaan, collected a total of 10.1 trillion rupiah, or around 742.7 billion payment in the first quarter of 2016. The figure is higher compared to the amount of payment collected in the same period last year, which reached up to 7.2 trillion rupiah, or around $430 million. BPJS Ketenagakerjaan President Director Agus Susanto said in a press release on Tuesday that the achievement has increased the agency's confidence in meeting its annual target. He also explained that the achievement was in line with the agency increase in number of customers that reached 19.25 million workers in March 2016. The figure increased by 150.5% if compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, BPJS Kesehatan, the state social security agency health division, is projecting an increased deficit this year. The agency's director for planning and development, Mundi Harno, said that the deficit could reach 7 trillion rupiah due to a jump in the number of participants. He also stated that BPJS is preparing a SIM to prevent mismatches between the agency's income and expenditure. The premium hikes for classes 1 and 2 participants are projected to be a great help, contributing up to 2.90 trillion rupiah to BPJS Kesehatan premium revenues. Mundi Harno also said that the another source of income is state budget, for which the agency is allotted 6.8 trillion rupiah this year. Last year, the government allocated 5 trillion rupiah to BPJS via the amended state budget of 2015. PT Aneka Tambang or ANTAMT and PT Indonesia Saham Aluminium or INALUM have signed a joint venture agreement to form a joint venture to build a great smelter alumina refinery plant. The Anulian Amtan Aluminium. The smelting plant will be built in Mempawah, West Kalimantan. In the joint venture, PT ANTAMT will supply basic from the company's mine, whereas PT INALUM will absorb the smelting yield as alumina raw materials. Winardi Sunoto, President Director of PT INALUM at the state-owned Enterprise Minister's Office on Tuesday, said that availability of domestic aluminium raw material will reduce PT INALUM's dependence to alumina imports and said foreign exchange reserves. We not reset 51% of PT INALUM's sales will be owned by INALUM and ANTAM. Of the amount, INALUM will own 60% while ANTAM will have 40%. At present, INALUM has aluminium smelting capacity of 250,000 tons and needs a supply of 500,000 tons of aluminium per annum. PT INALUM is planned to increase its capacity to 500,000 tons by 2020. Indian Embassy to Indonesia held a commemoration of 125th birthday of Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, an Indian nationalist leader, in Jakarta on Thursday. He was an important figure in India who set the basic constitution for the Indian government. Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Nancha Lofund Mokofadaya, said Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar has set the basis for the constitution and even modern problems that the world is currently facing, such as human trafficking, that was also experienced by Indonesia. Ambassador Nancha remarked that Indonesia and India have similarities that unite the two countries in a very close cooperation relationship. She also added that Indonesia and India are two countries that belong to diversity, which makes Indonesia resemble India in many ways. She also pointed out that India can draw lessons from Indonesia in terms of managing diversity and bridging differences.
Coming from our own experience as an open, pluralistic democracy with a multitude of religions, ethnicities, languages, cultures, you will find Indonesia a fascinating mirror to our own. Similar, yet distinct, in the way it manages and celebrates its diversity, and a lot for us to learn from.
The 125th birthday of Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar was attended by several Indian officials having worked in peace to Indonesia. The commemoration was also attended by Chairman of Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Irman Guzman, and academician from some university in Jakarta. The last item, Indonesia and India are the major countries in Asia that have much in common history that began a strong basis in building cooperation. Chairman of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Irman Guzman, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that along with China, India, as you say, Indonesia and India are projected as a giant economy and become the world center of growth. Thus, Irman views that Indonesia and India need to keep improving cooperation and relations.
Sebagaimana Anda tahu, ya, Indonesia bersama India dan Tiongkok, tiga negara raksasa.
As we know that Indonesia, India and China are three giants in Asian region that play a role as the center of world growth. That's why the cooperation is important, especially in regional level as the world center of growth. The three countries are projected to be power four biggest economies in 2045 with the United States. We should maintain the relationship.
Oleh karena itu, kita harus menjaga hubungan ini.
As we know that India and China are three giants in Asian region that play a key role as the center of world growth. That's why the cooperation is important, especially in regional level, as the world center of growth. The three countries are projected to be part of four biggest economies in 2045 with the United States. We should maintain the relationship. Tutup. Herman Guzman further said that in addition to maintaining economic cooperation, Indonesia and India need to develop parliamentary cooperation. He said it's aimed at increasing cooperation between the two countries and improving people-to-people contact. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Why Summit in Turkey and Progress of Islamic World. 57 heads of state or governments of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, attended the summit in Istanbul, Turkey. The organization, which was initially named as Organization of Islamic Conference, talked about a number of agenda. One of its agenda was the support for the Palestinians, which was the resolution of the extraordinary OIC summit in Jakarta in mid-March 2015. Vice President Yusuf Kalla led the Indonesian delegation at the OIC summit taking place at Bosphorus Strait in Turkey. With the theme Solidarity and Unity for Justice and Peace, the OIC summit was trying to emphasize the importance of unity and togetherness within the OIC countries in addressing the challenges faced by the Islamic world. The call on the need for unity among Islamic countries is highly relevant in connection with the conflict in some Islamic countries and rising tensions among OIC members. Indonesia, as stated by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, expressed its appreciation for the support of OIC member state to the Indonesian initiative to establish the OIC contact group on peace and conflict resolution. Indonesia confirmed that such a contact group can be a medium for finding solution to any conflicts. Then the question arises whether the peace efforts through dialogue and the increase of solidarity can come through sooner. Without being more pessimistic, it can be argued that the aspiration toward it still takes time. In the case of civil war in Syria, for example, the OIC member countries, especially being close neighbors, have different principles and standpoint. This harmony also continues to happen towards the supportive vote on Palestinian state. Domestic interests and different affiliates against Western countries may be the cause of the fragmentation of principle. Indonesia has been trying to encourage the emergence of solidarity by boosting Jakarta's resolution to rebuild the Mosque of Al-Aqsa. One point of the Jakarta resolution produced in OIC summit in Jakarta calls for reviving the financial contribution to the Al-Quds Fund and Wakaf by the OIC member states. Based on the resolution, the fund raised will be used to develop the holy site in Al-Quds, especially Al-Aqsa Mosque. Solidarity is certainly not only for Al-Aqsa and Palestine, but for countries other Muslim majority which is economically underdeveloped and in need of support and assistance. Indeed, the OIC summit in 2016 in Istanbul, Turkey, is a highly strategic moment to resolve any conflicts in the Islamic countries. But whether the summit may bring about a real impact in the near future is that the time will prove it. Listener, that was commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Focus. Today's edition features government launches synergized action for people's economy program. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially launched the Synergized Action for People's Economy Program at Agribusiness Terminal, Larangan Village,
Brebes Regency, Central Java, on Monday, April 11, 2016. The program mainly contains mutual cooperation between the central government, provincial government, regency government, state-owned enterprises, private companies, and also the people. The goal is to alleviate the poverty and improve living standard of the businessmen in the villages by providing decent jobs and business opportunity for farmers and fishermen. On the same occasion, President also inaugurated Brebes as exemplary regency for other regency for the Synergized Action for the People's Economy program. The head of state said, Indonesia is rich in farming, forestry, mining, and marine. Since long ago, Indonesia is well known for producing spices such as nutmeg, clove, and sugarcane. Ironically, Indonesia has not successfully managed it along with the people. Therefore, the program is really starting. President Joko Widodo promised to observe the implementation of the Synergized Action for People's Economy program. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo said, Bank Indonesia cooperates with Financial Service Authority for the program. Martowardoyo added, with the synergy, it is expected price stability for agricultural commodity like onion and red chili. The synergy will begin from planting preparation, technology, commerce, and post-harvest, as well as make all process more efficient. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister of Economy Darmin Nasution hope the program will be able to solve issues related to land certificate, business capital provision, supply of seeds, fertilizer, and production equipments, and post-harvest distribution. Therefore, the farmers or fishermen will have strong bargaining position for their products, courage to face broker, and confidence that their commodity arrived to the consumer freshly. Economy Observer of Kupang Widya Mandira University, Thomas Ola Langodai, appreciated the Synergized Action for People's Economy program. According to him, the program launching was on right moment and right target because it can control the commodity prices in the market in order to improve farmers' welfare and other indirect impacts. Besides, it can also decrease poverty rate if the program is applied in underdeveloped regions. That was The Focus.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, April 15, 2016. We begin headlines with Republika, which wrote, Supreme Audit Agency reports to the President. Related to the deviation found by Supreme Audit Agency, or BPK, on the land acquisition of Sumber Waras Hospital in West Jakarta, the agency finally reported the finding results to the President Joko Widodo. Chairman of BPK, Hari Azhar Aziz, stated the agency had reported the state losses on the case to the President. According to Hari, a follow-up is required. The report belongs to the Corruption Eradication Commission's hand. Related to the report, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, who accompanied the President during the report, stated that the President had received the report from the Supreme Audit Agency. Meanwhile, Tempo wrote, Reclamation bribery splits the City Council. The discussion on regional regulation draft on Jakarta North Coastal Reclamation does not end with the arrest of the Jakarta City Council's Development Commission head, Muhammad Sanusi, by the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. Under the table, council members had prepared motion of no confidence towards the council officials led by Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle politician Prasetyo Edi Marsudi. The motion that will divide the council had begun since 3 days ago through short messages among the members. The message contained disappointment of the council members towards several scandals related to the city council, including uninterruptible power supply, findings by the Supreme Audit Agency on Sumber Waras Hospital, and reclamation regulation. And listener, we end today's headlines with Kompas newspaper. Improve the national healthcare program. The Healthcare Social Security Agency is urged to improve their service quality This became one of the key to increase the compliance of the business entities in registering the employees as healthcare insurance member. Indonesian Employers Association APINDO said they have anticipation of the National Healthcare Program funding by increasing the members from former worker is difficult to realize without quality service guarantee. APINDO also suggested an investigative audit in order to find the root which caused this year's deficit amounting to 7 trillion rupiahs. And listener, that's the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. A number of House of the Representatives leader visited the State Palace to meet with President Joko Widodo on Friday. Among the leaders, they were the Speaker of the House of Representatives, DPR, Ade Komarudin, Deputy Speakers Fadlison and Taufik Kurniawan, and Ahmad Nur Supit, Chairman of the Commission, 9 Opposition Finance. State-owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno has asked State Minor PT Aneka Tamban or Antam to buy some of the divested shares of Newman Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian migrant worker salary in Taiwan is the highest compared to migrant workers from other countries. This was affirmed by Head of Labor Division at the Indonesian Office for Trade and Economy, Devril Sokia, in Taipei. The Manpower Social Security Agency, BPJS Ketenaga Kerjaan, collected a total of 10.1 trillion rupiah or around $742.7 million in a premium payment in the first quarter of 2016. Meanwhile, BPJS Kesehatan, the state's social security agency health division, is projecting an increased deficit this year. The agency's director for planning and development, Mundi Harno, said that the deficit could reach 7 trillion rupiah due to a jump in the number of participants. PT Aneka Tamban or Antam and PT Indonesia Ocean Aluminium or Inalumt have signed a joint venture agreement to form a joint venture to build a great smelter alumina refinery plant. Indian Embassy to Indonesia held commemoration of a 125th birthday of Dr. Pinrao Ramji Ambekar, an Indian national leader, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia and India are the major countries in Asia that have much in common history that began a strong basis in building cooperation. Chairman of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Irmand Guzman, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that along with China, Indonesia and India are projected as a giant economies and become the world center of growth. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention three Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention three kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuning in to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta. And listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions in Indonesia. Today, we'll invite you to visit East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, on April 9th, the government of Banyuwangi, East Java, held a culinary festival which brings Banyuwangi typical culinary, namely Sego Cawuk. Sego Cawuk festival is held starting at 8 a.m. around Taman Blambangan. Hundreds of participants from various communities meet at Blambangan Park or Taman Blambangan to serve breakfast for people at the festival. Sego Cawuk raised in this festival to further promote the culinary of Using heritage that has been getting left behind. In addition, as a promotion event of Banyuwangi culinary tourism destinations, it turned out that in addition to Sego Cawuk culinary festival, in Blambangan Park also held Banyuwangi Agro Expo and Art Week, which took place on 9 April to 16 April from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Listener, Sego Cawuk or Nasi Cawuk is Using community's typical culinary. The indigenous people of Banyuwangi, which until now continue to be preserved. Sego Cawuk consists of rice, which is usually served on a banana leaf, and then add fish sauce boiled, grated coconut, and mixed with baby corn. south of typical pindang, which is made of sugar, called gandam, resulting sweet and clear sauce. Interestingly, making gandam is only found in Banyuwangi. Listener, when eaten, sego cawuk tasted savory and sweet. The food enjoyed with a variety of side dishes. For a side dish, you can choose from steamed fish, boiled eggs and tofu, and onion crackers. If you like spicy, you can add lemongrass sauce. The price for a portion of sego cawuk is affordable at 7,000 to 15,000 rupiah in accordance with the dishes ordered. Because it is a breakfast menu, you can only see this typical cuisine of Banyuwangi in the morning. Sego cawuk or cawuk rice comes from eating habits of Using tribe. In the past, before people used spoons and forks, they eat directly by hand. The way to eat called cawuk. Therefore, this culinary, namely sego cawuk or cawuk rice. Now, it is not a lot of sellers of sego cawuk in Banyuwangi, due to the difficulty in making process of the food. Currently, Banyuwangi government continue to promote the traditional culinary, one of them through Sego Cawuk Festival. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of Sego Cawuk from Banyuwangi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, usually many people are too lazy to fill out some surveys with some reasons, such as it is wasting time or makes no profit. Certainly, this is a disaster for the researchers or institutions when they need some data. However, thanks to the technology, filling out surveys will be more interesting because you can get the reward after joining the survey. Well, in this edition of Miscellany, we will discuss that application. It is called Jakpat. Well, what is Jakpat? Jakpat is short for Jajak Pendapat, or in English, survey. And it is a mobile survey application for Indonesia. With more than 40 million smartphone users in the country, Jakpat can help the businessman, company, researcher, student, government, or anyone who need quick and accurate survey about the market or Indonesian people. Besides as an effective online research tool for Indonesian market, Jakpat always give rewards for respondents in the form of points. every survey has various point value, usually between 5 to 20 or even more. Each point is valued 100 rupees or 1 cent. So, the more survey you join, the more money you can get. After that, the cash or points you collected can be exchanged for the reward by Jackpot, namely phone credit, cash money, voucher, flash disk, power bank, and many more. With such rewards, obviously there will be people who fill the survey randomly. Therefore, Jackpot CEO Anggit Tut limits every user with only 2 surveys per day. The limitation is expected to maintain the survey validity and to meet the survey creator's expectation. Now, move with the survey creators. Jackpot sends an affordable fee so that the more Indonesian can use it. The survey with 1 to 5 questions, the cost is 5,000 rupiah for every panel. But for 6 up to 10 questions, the price will be 8,000 rupiah per panel. There are also much packages suitable for every survey needs. For example, for the students with limited money, the cost is 3,000 rupiahs per panel for 1 up to 20 questions, or 5,000 rupiahs per panel for more than 20 questions. So, if you want to get valid survey result, why don't you try the Jackpot? Because since released on June 17, 2014, the reputation of the app made by Indonesian is undoubted anymore. Even just 2 months of its launching, there have been 60 big companies trusting the Jackpot. Well, is there that was Miss Lenny for today? Thanks for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Lenny on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, here is the Music Corner. In this edition, we will introduce you to an Indonesian dangdut singer, Elvi Subai. And now, let's begin by listening to one of her songs entitled Mata or Eyes. Enjoy!
Wahai semua umat manusia, bertaubatlah kau segera. Jangan karena usiamu masih muda, lalu engkau menunda-nunda. Wahai semua umat manusia, bertaubatlah kau segera. Now
only physically. Elvi Zubai is also beautiful through her voice. She got a talent in singing and song composing. Besides that, Elvi is an active member of the Malay Music Artists Association. Her first single was entitled Sensi or Sensitive, created by Haji Ukat S. The song is about jealousy, distrust, and anger. The song tells about someone who is always put suspicion or dead loafer. Well, listener, now why don't we enjoy another song by Elvi Zubai entitled Sensi, or in English means sensitive. Concerned with the current condition of dangdut music in the country, Elvi Zubai, along with the Malay Music Artists Association, released a dangdut compilation with other top dangdut singers. The section was participated by the legends of dangdut, namely Roma Irama, Ikke Nurjanah, Evi Tamala, Cici Faramida, Ayu Soraya, Yus Yunus, Marekarma, and Hendru Saki. With this album, all of them, including Elvi Zubai, hope the dangdut artists can be more motivated to create much more innovative songs and albums. The awakening of dangdut can happen if all industry components unite. The song composer, singer, producer, label, and distributor all must unite against the piracy and keeps creating new works. And listener, that is the music owner, and to wrap the program, let's listen to two songs, namely Selingkuh Denganku or Have Affairs With Me and Tergantung Cinta, or in English, Depends on Love. Enjoy the songs and see you next time.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.